The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for February 8th. Today's word is wiseacre, spelled W-I-S-E-A-C-R-E. Wiseacre is a noun that means one who pretends to knowledge or cleverness, especially a smart aleck. Here's the word used in a sentence from The New Yorker by Catherine Schultz. Regardless of how they choose to do so, most people who contact Congress have legitimate concerns. But as any staffer can tell you, there is a small but enduring subgroup of wiseacres and crackpots. Moore, the former congressional staffer, once took a call from a man who claimed, in all seriousness, to be the true and rightful owner of the moon. Given the spelling and definition of the word wiseacre, you might guess that it derives from the sense of wise meaning insolent or fresh, the sense that also gives us wise guy, wisecrack, and Weisenheimer. But in fact, wiseacre came to English by a different route. It's derived from the Middle Dutch word wijsager, which means soothsayer. Wiseacre first appeared in English way back in the 1500s, while the insolent sense of wise and the words formed from it are products of the 1800s. The etymologies of wiseacre and wise are not completely distinct, however. The ancestors of wiseacre are loosely tied to the same Old English root that gave us wise. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.